you like that? I mean, did you really like that? Yeah, kinda knew you would. Now stick around, there's more to come on the next hour of True Fidelity.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com, you got them naked chicks on there, man, you go click, 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 it's real easy, man.
I wonder how I got here. Did it come to this? The last thing I remember about last night, I swear, was her first kiss. The rest all seems kind of foggy. I know we didn't have the wine, but it's hard now to remember up here from cloud nine. It must have been the moonlight. It must have been the fragrance of her perfume that made it all seem so right, so perfect, so attuned. I heard the angels singing, I heard heavenly choirs coming from above, cathedral bells were ringing. Lord, is this what they call love? Don't ask me how I got here, cause I haven't got a clue. I see her right here next to me and cannot believe it's true. The rest is all kind of foggy. I swear I don't recall. There's nothing left to memory at all. It must have been the moonlight. It must have been the fragrance of her perfume that made it all seem so right, so perfect, so attuned. I heard the angels singing, I heard heavenly choirs coming from above, cathedral bells were ringing. Oh, is this what they call love? It all seems kind of funny, I know it must sound strange. Though some will understand, there will be others who think I am deranged. But I know just what I'm feeling, and feelings never lie. They don't require reasons and never ask you why. Fragrance of her perfume that made it all seem so right, so perfect, so attuned. I heard the angels singing, I heard heavenly choirs coming from above, cathedral bells were ringing. Lord, is this what they call love? It must have been the moonlight. It must have been the fragrance of her perfume that made it all seem so right, so perfect, so attuned. I heard the angels singing, I did, I heard heavenly choirs coming from above, cathedral bells were ringing.
Oh Lord,
this is what they call love.
Fran Drescher for 8 hours than have to listen to Michael McDonald. Nothing against him, but if I hear Yamo be there one more time, I'm going to Yamo burn this place to the ground.
Creator of fear, insanity, sunrise. It's come undone, come along. It's gone too far. As you find your way again from the desert house you came, flying like a ghost as you're fading as you age. But you know the world won't mind, so you take the road behind. You make home there for you. It's a time right now for you. Once I let it come away, you know it's time. I hope you all demersify. All spreading everywhere. I see no way to express this aggressive feeling that binds. Fine. Black and soul die. Black and
Everybody, welcome back to hour number two of the True Fidelity Show. I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
I'm Steve Fry.
I'm Patrick Galactic, and I just showed up.
And I'm on one. I've been here.
He's been here. Galactic riding the interstellar waves into the studio. Yeah. Welcome, brother.
Yeah, the interstellar highway was a little crowded today, man.
Hey, you know, with the time change and the space continuum and the, you know, the vortex and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little shifty.
We're all a little dizzy right now.
Well, it's kind of like streaming music. It didn't really work out the way they described. In space, there is no time, so it should have been, shouldn't have been such a commute.
Shouldn't have been like that. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we just heard Reverted. That's the name of the band, Reverted. With their song Time, Direct Divide doing Running, and we started off with Jaap, that's J-A-A-P is his name, he's out of Germany, with Moonlight, brand new music here on the True Fidelity Show, out of Germany, I think I said that, nice. So I'll say it again, out of Germany.
Germany.
Hey, you know, but we ended
Hands
the hour.
Hands up in the air for Germany.
That's, and they love Hasselhoff, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
And so do we, but for different reasons. We love his YouTube drunk
that's what
yelling
we love.
At his kids videos.
We love
exactly.
His mustache.
He did, you know what? And this is going way off the rails, but he did discover Angie Harmon. I'll just tell you that.
All right. Well,
so
I mean,
we're grateful for that.
I bet he wasn't the only one.
I'd like to study that a little further. Hey, we went out of hour number one with Voxy's In the News, which was I thought was fascinating. We didn't have time to talk about it, so let's chat a little bit about it right now. Those are amazing figures that, A, so far, no platinum record.
Nope.
Not one.
Nope.
Right.
With
actually,
all the sales.
There is one now. That was up to the third quarter, but Taylor Swift just broke it.
She just
Did
broke
she?
It?
Yes.
Well, good for her.
Well,
if it's going to happen to anybody.
Taylor Swift.
I know.
It's, hello. The state of the music industry.
Oh,
right at least there. It wasn't
right
Miley
there,
Cyrus.
Summed up for 2014, Taylor Swift. Taylor had Swift.
And
at
was
least
that some,
it wasn't Miley Cyrus.
And was some of that left over from last year? Come on. Or was
yeah.
that all sales
Was that
this
a this year?
Year
release?
No, that was this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, her dad bought a bunch of copies. And but what I found most fascinating about that was the digital downloads
mm-hmm.
are off.
Right.
They're down now.
The sales are down.
Yeah.
Which that was supposedly going to be the great equalizer.
Right.
You know, that was going to make up the difference with yeah. the lack of physical sales of things. Now, what I don't understand is
streaming services are taking over. Subscriptions are taking over.
Subscriptions are taking over. And also, what I don't know is, do they take into consideration if you buy albums, CDs, or whatever off of a band website
like
or
used? Well, and that's what I was saying, because like my band, we had our albums pressed out of a local little place right here in Tacoma, you
right.
know, and so I can't imagine that goes through SoundScan. And the stuff's not, the barcodes
well,
aren't hit,
a
you
lot
know,
of the,
when they're sold.
A lot of the stuff I buy is direct from their website.
Right.
Or from, like, Yep Rock, you know.
Right.
They have great specials, so yeah. I'll buy stuff. So I wonder if they're counting those. I
yeah.
don't know.
But, I don't know, too.
You know, as much as I would love to include myself in that conversation at Vox, let's admit it, we're not really on the Billboard charts
well,
currently.
Well, no.
Not yet.
And so, not yet. Come and on. So... the bands that would have sold platinum records are probably getting their figures into SoundScan, because I don't think a whole bunch of them are being incorporated into... I don't think a bunch of bands in the charts are really probably
sure,
selling a lot of music through their sites.
Part yeah. of my point, too, was the fact that with no platinum selling records,
mm-hmm.
that my idea is that the money's being spread a little more evenly because of independent bands.
Right.
So like the bands that come through town that, no, they're nowhere near platinum status, but maybe they did sell, you know, 20,000, 30,000
yeah.
records this year or whatever. And if you have 1,000 bands that are doing that, then those are a lot of numbers that
aren't
being
accounted
for. It's
a dreadful headline that doesn't take into account a lot of factors.
Yeah, yeah.
And
sure.
there are several bands... And on the big stage, and I can cite the Eagles and Kenny Rogers, and there's a few others who have done a record exclusively, sold it off their website,
right.
mm-hmm.
that sold a ton.
Right.
right.
And
I don't know that they were platinum status, but they sold a lot, and it was exclusively off of their website.
You're also seeing people going just to like singles now, single downloads.
Right.
You're
true.
Seeing stuff that just, we just have it in downloads and vinyl.
Right.
And there's not CDs included. And then you've got artists now that are like jumping on the whole subscription bandwagon and going, hey, you know, pay me $10 a month and any new thing I record, I'll send it to you immediately. Any new poster that comes out, I'll send it to you immediately.
In many ways, it's kind of like the clock has turned back again, because LP sales didn't overtake single sales until the late 60s. that was the gold standard for about 45 years.
Yeah.
And now we're at a point again where singles and single songs are really what people are into because, let's face it, a lot of people don't like whole
albums. Well, and then you can burn your own compilation at home and just, you know, have a bunch of great single songs.
Yeah.
And how many albums over...
Or listen to them on Spotify.
Over the last several decades. I mean, really, if each one of us gave our favorite, like this album from front to back, every song was amazing. There's still really a handful of those
not
that
a whole
we can
lot
each
of them.
Say, you know? So why would singles not
make a comeback?
Yeah, because
if your favorite band is, let's say, the Stones or U2 or whatever, they have a huge repertoire. There's maybe only one or two of their albums that you would say front to back, that's a great album.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Most of them have great songs and then a bunch of stuff you're like, nah, I could take or leave.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Hey, let's go into some more music. Always a lively discussion here. Hope you enjoying that. You can always email us your opinions at truefishow@gmail.com. In the meantime, we just like to play great music like this. Here's Nish and This Time. We'll be back.
We have Vincent. We happy?
Yeah, we happy.
What do you think I should do? I feel all right now. All the dark memories I had have been deleted. And I can hear a new sound, I can see a new light getting onto me. Our days are going faster, well, people keep on asking for all about the same. I got another gun, I got another tale for you. But this time they're gonna mess it out, cause I'm feeling blue. Me. And I ain't seen a new face, I can feel a new light running through my veins. The thing is over, but you know I'm coming close over, all about the same. I got another gun, I got another tale for you. But this time they're gonna mess it out, cause I'm feeling blue.
Dear mainstream, I used to think you were the one for me, but lately I realize how demanding you are, always making me listen to the same music over and over again. You're never spontaneous and so concerned with your advertisers that it's like I don't even exist. Well, I've found someone new. True Fidelity has opened my ears to a whole new world, always surprising and exciting me. True Fidelity knows what I want.
In and out of doors, in and out of walls, don't know what they're for. In and out of cars, feeling kinda lost, looking for the cause. Breaking down the walls, dropping all the calls, going up in smoke. Screaming down the halls, busting all the balls, we don't get the joke. We don't gotta laugh out loud. We broke the code, we're sitting now. We don't gotta touch the ground. Just blow, let go.
to find what I've learned. It was here on Earth that they were formed, and us created just like you.
Take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Bienvenue dans le château de Grandval. Je suis Clotilde, la servante de ces lieux. Dehors, il fait très froid. Entendez-vous battre le cœur des ombres? Avez-vous peur de la salle blanche? Venez, monsieur Carlos, donnez-moi votre main et laissez-vous guider. Venez, monsieur Carlos, donnez-moi votre main et laissez-vous guider. Bienvenue dans le château de Grandval. Je suis Clotilde, la servante de ces lieux. Dehors, il fait très froid. Entendez-vous battre le cœur des hommes? Avez-vous peur de la salle blanche? Venez, monsieur Carlos, donnez-moi votre main et laissez-vous guider. We'll be right back. domination. Blessure.
Welcome back to the True Fidelity Show.
True Fidelity.
Thank you for listening very, very much, wherever you're listening. You know, we have a lot of syndicated stations. People are listening to us all over Canada, U.S., U.K.
I know. I feel so exposed.
Drop them a line. Tell them thank you for carrying our show if you enjoy it. You can always drop us a line, as I said, truefishow@gmail.com. We just heard Carlos Perron with La Salle Blanche, which means white room. Naked Lunch in there with Fade Away, LP doing Heavenly Light, and Nish started us off with This Time. All right, it is time for the Independent Music Website of the Week. I'm Big D, reporting for True Fidelity. This week, looking at IndieMusicReviewer.com. IndieMusicReviewer.com. They, obviously, 18,000 people like them on Facebook, so that's not a bad thing. Based out of Georgia, primarily Atlanta, this is a very good tool to have in your toolbox to find out about what's going on in the southern states of America. They have a festival every year, which they invite a ton of indie acts from all around the South. Not like South By. These are all exclusive to their region.
Mm-hmm.
And they put on about a 3-day festival, and it's just packed with indie artists. So we always love that.
Southern indie artists.
Southern indie artists.
Awesome. Southern Let's indie.
Go to that.
Yeah, Southern indie.
It exists.
They actually, on their site, have, with all their pages, they have the artist music, free music, which is always good, and a local music column, which I thought was very cool. Because a lot of these, a lot of the music review pages that we go to are pretty global.
Sure.
These guys, they're happy about their local section. And then they also break it up. So they break it up into regions of the South, regions of North America. It's very, very cool. I love the way these guys operate. It's very easy, maneuverable website. I've got it in my queue. And I find out about bands down there. Because it's not Southern rock. Don't get me wrong.
No.
It's just great music coming from the South. And there's a ton down there.
Yeah.
And Indie Music Reviewer is on top of it. IndieMusicReviewer.com is my choice for this week's Independent Music Website of the Week. I'm Big D.
Scratch you.
All right, everybody, that is the band Laugh at the Fakes. They have a brand new CD out.
Just take a second and catch your breath.
Dethrone the Crown. Yeah, no kidding. And the name of the song is Killing Time. We have Everett on the line with us. They're based out of Canada and Ontario specifically, correct? You guys are in Ontario?
Yeah, we're out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, what a great place to be. Everett, welcome to the program. How's it going, buddy?
Good, man. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming on. What a great new CD you guys have, Dethrone the Crown. Everybody can go to laughatthefakes.com, and there's all kind of promo material about it, and you can also listen to, you know, some of the tracks, or just you know, order it. Order it right off the website. Tell me a little bit about the name, Laugh at the Fakes. How did you guys come up with that as a band name?
Well, it's like pretty self-explanatory. You know, we're kind of just playing with a lot of bands that seemed like they were trying to figure out a formula to kind of make it and to see, like, you know, what labels were looking for. And I think all of us kind of in this band just wanted to do something real that was from the heart. And, you know, it kind of comes out somewhere in between, I think, like metal and hard rock, but it kind of meshes all our influences together, and we think we've got a good sound.
You guys, yeah, you definitely have a good sound, and you guys put a lot of work into this CD and worked with some big names. Tell us a little bit about the process you went through with this CD.
Well, we went back to work with our same producer engineer that we did our first EP with, Greg Dawson, and he just had a studio that's maybe about 40-minute drive from us in his basement in his place, but he's kind of like the metal guy in our area. So we worked with him, and he produced it and had some ideas on the record. He played a lead on one of the songs. And then once we finished recording with him, we just kind of went and looked up a guy that's been mastering bands we like Dream Theater and Rush and Bruce Dickinson, Deep Purple. And so we contacted Andy and got him to master it. So, and now the record's done.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's very, very well done. We're talking with Everett Mason. He is the vocalist and one of the guitar players, or the guitar player. No, you have two guitar players, right? You have that double guitar thing.
Yeah, I was the only guitar player on the record, but now Kevin's joined, so we have our kind of double leads and stuff that we can do live. So
nice, nice. And speaking of live, you guys have a CD release party coming up here pretty soon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're playing at the Bovine on November 14th. Friday, November the 14th, so a week Friday. Should be a good time. That place is always packed, and looking forward to play our new material.
What is the scene like there in Toronto for you guys as far as, you know, people who come out and support the bands? Have you garnered a following there? What's it like for you as a band in Toronto?
It's been great. We have a little bit of a following. Obviously, we hope it grows more with this CD. And we actually probably get even a little bit better turnouts when we go slightly out of town to smaller towns like London and Kingston and Belleville. Seems like when there's a show in town that kind of everybody in the city comes down.
Nice.
So we kind of like to hit up those places too.
Yeah, Laugh at the Fakes is the name of the band, and their website, laughatthefakes.com. Dethrone the Crown is the new CD. You have a, as you said, you have a mixture of a lot of different influences coming into play in what you put out there, some metal and some melodic rock and some, I would even say some art rock is in there. Who do you guys, who do you draw inspiration from? Who do you listen to? Where do you guys come together as a band and find this, this energy?
Yeah, great question. I guess I'm kind of all over the map. Like, I like everything from, you know, Pantera, Iron Maiden, you know, Soundgarden to Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, and some stuff in between. Probably forgetting so many. But I'm kind of like the hard rock, classic rock guy. And then Galen, our bass player, is a little bit more jazz influenced. So he kind of brings a little bit of a prog element to it. But I don't think it's too over the top for what we're trying to do. And then Kevin's just kind of been like a nice throwback. Like, he's like straight out of 1987. And he's the youngest guy in the band, so he kind of brings a new energy. And then Chris, who's playing with us on drums, is kind of got his background in funk and stuff like that, but he's got his metal chops too. So it's It's been good, yeah, working with all of them.
It comes across really well. Like, I love all kinds of music, but I'm particular about the kinds of hard rock and metal I like, and I love this stuff. And the harmonies with the vocals and the melodicness of it, it's fantastic.
Yeah, you guys
thank you very much.
Yeah, you guys have come together real well on it. Any plans to tour across Canada or dip into the U.S. On this supporting this album?
We're hoping to build you know, much of a following and gain momentum to kind of do whatever, you know, like a lot of bands from Toronto in the metal scene seem like they're going over to play Japan, so we're kind of open even to that too. Just wherever there's lots of fake fans, we're ready to go there pretty much.
Well, you have some here in Seattle, so put that on the map. And and
right on.
Wherever anybody else is listening to this program, drop them an email, Laugh at the Fakes, tell them to get to your town, because I think it's a show that we would all enjoy going to see. Also, you guys have a YouTube channel. I want to remind people of that, so you can go and subscribe to them as well on YouTube. They're on Facebook, Twitter, all the social medias. You guys have it all under control. And again, congratulations on a very well done CD, which is titled Dethrone the Crown, the band Laugh at the Fakes. Everett, a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me, both you guys. It's
yeah, absolutely. Tell the band hello. And here we go. This is Killing Time with Laugh at the Fakes. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
everything from like Santana to El Chicano, man. You know, like everything.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the big show. You heard Shim with Man from the Mountain and also Laugh at Fakes, our special little feature. Speaking of features, our man Patrick Galactic from the Interstellar Highways is here sitting in the hot seat because now it's this time.
All right, this week's TruFi Indie Label of the Week is Infinity Cat Recordings. Infinity Cat was founded in 2002 in Music City, that being Nashville, Tennessee, not Mexico, New York, by teenage brothers Jake and Jarman Oral, and their homie Robert Ellis Oral, who doubles as their dad. Papa Oral is also a well-known songwriter in this here music industry, composing for very not indie artists such as Taylor Swift, Hall of Fame singer Lindsay Lohan, and Love and Theft. Infinity Cat was tagged in 2011 as one of Billboard's top 50 independent labels and has become a powerful and influential force in the Nashville punk scene. As the brothers grew from teens to strapping young bucks, their band The Sex became known as Jeff the Brotherhood, and they've achieved acclaim, fame, and other stuff along the way. Infinity Cat has released almost 100 albums in just 12 years from a ton of different bands, some notables being Natural Child, Be Your Own Pet, Poo Hole, my personal favorite, Diarrhea Planet, and the aforementioned Jeff the Brotherhood. Something to mention for all you touristy types out there is Infinity Cat's official quote-unquote visitor center, which could also be called a store that sells records, t-shirts, and rarities. Peep it out in person or hit them up at their website, www.infinitycat.com, and tell them True Fidelity sent you. I'm Patrick Galactic. Infinity Cat Recordings is your indie label of the week, and I'm going to phase the hell out of here. Now digest that shit through your ear holes, kid.
I don't know, man. I have a problem with their name being Oral.
Diarrhea Planet.
It was pretty interesting because Pujol is spelled like Albert Pujol's name.
Oh, nice. It's I was thinking of like Pooh the Bear.
Well, it's still how you say it.
I was thinking like
Pujol,
yeah.
But it was pretty clever.
Well, hey.
I'm getting the finger from Onwin.
Very, very good. All right, everybody. That's it. It's a wrap for us. I want to thank you all for listening. Tune in next week. Same TruFi time, TruFi channel. I'm Big D.
I'm Boxy.
She Fry.
Patrick Galactic.
And I'm Onwin.
We will see you all here next week.
And you won't even get shanked.
And that's the way it was. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. And that's the way,
Your balls are showing.
When the raindrops hit the ground, in Seattle we don't get down, cause you know that we make the sound. Drinking coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain, coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain.
You've been listening to True Fidelity. You can contact us at trufishow@gmail.com. That's TRUEFI show@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Tune in again next week. Same Fi time, same Fi channel.